This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
What's up, clickbait? We are back for another episode, and I just have to say, the tables have officially turned. Joe and Natasha are on the hot seat because Bachelor in Paradise is here, baby, and I cannot wait to get into it. But before we do all of that, obviously, we have some of the Bachelor Nation breakdown we got to get into because, like we always say, Bachelor Nation never sleeps. Paradise officially aired this week, and we have so much to talk about, so we're just going to get into it. We're not going to be doing clickbait of the week because, first of all, we need to get into Joe's socks and sandals. Also, into the mess that's going to happen this season. We also have Deandra from Peter's season coming on the podcast today, and we just can't wait to get into all of it. We have lots to talk about. Let's just get into the Bachelor Nation breakdown.
Let's do it. I just want to warn everybody before we start.
Oh my God, here he goes.
No, I have a sinus infection, so I'm a little stuffed up. So when I talk, if you're listening, you're like, Joe, blow your nose. You know, I'm stuffed up right now. So that's why that's happening. And I don't always wear socks with sandals, but in Paradise, I caught my foot on a rock. And because of that,
lies, y'all.
I swear to God, nobody believes me.
He clearly couldn't sleep these past few days since the episode aired because it was the first thing that had to come out of his mouth today. But Joe,
lies. We don't get into it.
Your socks and your sandals, except for
I was there. I was there. Lies, Joe.
Okay. So first up, Tyler Cameron is allegedly single. So what does that mean for Bachelor Nation? Does that mean that Tyler Cameron can possibly be our next Bachelor? I know, you know, he was the name everyone threw around, you know, after Hannah's season.
Yeah.
The timing, guys.
A coincidence?
I don't see a world where if Tyler Cameron wanted to be the Bachelor, that they don't take him as the Bachelor. I mean, he's the most popular guy to ever come off the show. Really good looking guy. Every girl likes him. I see people going absolutely insane to get on his season. I think it would be very entertaining. I think if Tyler wants to be the Bachelor, yeah, I think he's the next Bachelor.
Yeah, I think ABC gonna be like, come on home, baby, come home.
yeah, I do.
We have waited long, and here we are.
Can we talk about though? The submission process for Tyler Cameron, if he were the Bachelor. I mean, he's had the GGs. He's had the, what was his ex-girlfriend's name? Who's gorgeous? Camilla?
I think so. Camilla? See, yeah.
Gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have people coming in that's like, it's going to be Wilhelmina, One Management. It's going to be all types of women trying to come in and date Tyler. Like, hold on, wait a second. And then you're going to have the girl next door that like, listen, honey, I may be the girl next door, but I cook. Them models don't cook.
You're going to have guys lining up to be in Paradise after that season. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But personally, I think that I've never met Tyler in person. I think Tyler lives in New York City. And for people who live in New York City who, you know, go on these shows, it's like you go into this bubble and you try to date and then you come back and you're like, wait, I live in New York. It's fine people everywhere. So I feel like, you know, for him to really be the Bachelor, I think he would have to really, he seems like a genuine guy. He really would have to be ready for marriage. And I don't know why he didn't do it before, probably wanted to just date around, right? So do you see a world, Joe, that he's like okay, let's go do it because I'm ready.
Yeah, I bet you he's ready to settle down. I mean, I'm sure he's had his fun. Tayshia, what do you think? You see him being the next Bachelor?
Look, this is what I have to say about Tyler Cameron. I feel like he will definitely be the next Bachelor because I really can't see anybody saying no. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I feel like he's already on top of his own world. You know what I mean? I feel like he's doing his own thing. Like, I don't really know what more exposure he would need. Like, if dating is the issue, I feel like it's not an issue in Tyler Cameron's world. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like he should, I mean, he can walk around in New York City and most people know who he is. And I'm pretty sure he can date whoever he wants. Now, I think that he could probably utilize like mutual friends before going on the show because he's already done that, you know? Yeah. I don't know. I think that it would be fun if he was the Bachelor, but who knows?
So fun.
You never know, Bachelor Nation. One day we are going to be convinced it's him, and the next day it's going to be someone else, and we feel like we could have never lived without this new Bachelor. So I guess we'll just be on our toes until when do you think the new Bachelor is going to be announced? It has to be soon.
It's got
to
be soon. And
I personally
think there's three. Like, I think I'll give you guys my top three. Why don't we name our top three of who we think the next Bachelor is going to be?
Damn. Okay. Wait, but did you guys see that? The night that Bachelor in Paradise aired, Mike Fleiss had tweeted, I might just announce the next Bachelor during this episode. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that tweet. But
I'm
going to
hit the bullshit button. He don't know yet.
Yeah, he didn't. But I think I would say it's coming soon.
Yeah.
I personally think I think it's either Tyler Cameron, mm-hmm. Greg, or Andrew. Mm-hmm. Those are my three. Those are my top three.
Tyler Cameron, Greg, or Andrew.
Yeah.
Really?
Here, okay. I'm going to be honest with you.
So Michael A is completely out.
In my opinion, I think Michael A is not a contender for Bachelor. Yeah.
Got it.
Really?
Okay.
Okay. So I would say Michael A is definitely a contender. Mm. I would say that the only thing, and I got a chance to meet Andrew this weekend and he's lovely. The only thing the only thing about Andrew is his age. If Andrew was just 2 years older.
Well, he's 27. He's 27.
No, I thought he's 26. He's 26.
He's about to be 27.
Okay, but he's not 27.
And I know, and I know Andrew personally, and I know he does want to find a wife. So
I agree.
I think that he's a great amazing. Contender. I think he's amazing. I think I cannot say enough great things about him. He's also from the hometown. He's from Chicago. What's up? Love our Midwest guys, really. But I just think that, and that's just my personal opinion. I mean, if age was not a factor, I would put my hat in for him 100%. I think Michael A, the fact that he is not only looking, I think we need a success story for a Bachelor. You know, the Bachelorette's been killing it. Tayshia, shout out to Tayshia.
What
you
can
know,
I say?
Bachelorette's been killing it. And I feel like Michael A would be so serious and trust his process so much because not only is he have a kid looking for a person who's going to, you know, be a mother, but also, and no one wants to, you know, I don't think anyone wants to choose to raise a kid alone. Of course, we all know his story. And I think he would just take the process very seriously and he would find a wife and he would find a mama. And I think that it'd be great.
Yeah, but the problem is he doesn't want to be away from his kid. That was the issue why he left Katie season.
Yeah, I think that would make me a little nervous because you, at that point, when you are the lead, you have to dedicate to, can you imagine? I mean, obviously, rightfully so, if he had to go home because his child needed him. But could you imagine like cutting the season short or something like that because you had to go home for a family emergency? Who knows? I am very excited to hear who that announcement is going to be. I don't know. I just like it when they throw somebody out there that becomes a lead that we were not expecting.
Yeah.
I think that could be fun. Hi, Claire Crawley.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
We're like,
had been
random.
Watching the show for years, knew exactly who she was and had followed her journey. However, people that are new to the franchise, even myself, I didn't watch, you know, the show prior to, truthfully, like Ben's season. I kind of like watched here and there. So I had no idea who she was, but I was really excited for her. So it's like, I don't know. I kind of like throwing somebody random into the mix.
Yeah.
Shaking it up a little.
I'm going to go right now. I'm going to say a little dinner bet. between us. We'll do a dinner at Sauce in New York at sometime soon. I'm going to go Greg. I'm going to go Greg's the next
person. All right.
All right. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Well, wow. I think Greg has all of the norm of
I'm not talking about who I think should be. I'm just throwing out there who I think it's gonna be.
It's gonna be. No, and when by saying that, and what I'm trying to say is the norm of what they normally go for, I think, for Bachelor, like when I think about, like, you know, like Peter and like just other Bachelors, I feel like Greg hits all of those points of what they normally go for. So I can see that 1000%. When, like, Claire was out of the box, so I can see that 1000%. Greg hits all the corners of what the next Bachelor would be or could be. Yeah. And also, we don't know what happens in Paradise, but Joe, I mean, Mr. Campaign.
It could be you, boo-boo.
You campaigned hard, honey.
He just turned red. Do you remember that we were on Joe for Bachelor? Like, that entire campaign for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever happened to that? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. I mean, who knows? Maybe.
All I have to say is it could be Joe. But aside from that, I have one question for you guys before we jump on to our next Bachelor Nation breakdown. But
yes
or no, are you interested in having somebody from the franchise be the Bachelor or someone outside of the franchise be the Bachelor? Like, which one?
Always in the franchise.
In the franchise.
Never go out of the franchise. It just doesn't work. You have to go through it once to understand it, to be comfortable. I think it's always good to stay.
It's just not a normal position to constantly be vulnerable and be able to vocalize your feelings. And even like the men within the franchise, like, I think you guys can attest to the fact that you never talked about your feelings as much as you do now.
Nope.
And it was definitely a thing, like a barrier to get through in order to like do that. But after that happens, honey, you all become crybabies, I swear. But it's really cute. It's really cute. We love man tears, okay?
Listen, I am so here for the emotion.
Look,
we don't get into it, but Joe, I was crying. I was crying. I said, y'all don't do my Joe like this.
Should we just get into Paradise?
Because let's just get into Paradise.
This is the thing. I'm going to need you guys' help because, yes, I turned that show on. I was watching. I was in it. I watched Joe come down those stairs second. And then Tasha, I think you were fourth.
I don't remember.
She was the third girl.
She
was five or six. Yeah.
I was top six on my season, so maybe it was six.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I saw Joe come down. I saw Natasha come down and I was like, those are my babies. I was very, very, very excited. But then I got a really, really exciting phone call that my burger had arrived downstairs. And so I went down, grabbed my Postmates and I never came back up to watch the rest of the show. So
I don't know how I feel about that.
I have it recorded. I'm watching it today, but I just want you guys to kind of break down what happened. Listen, I will tell you this. I did not stay off of social media. Joe, I don't know what the hell you were doing.
All right. Okay.
But I see some socks with sandals. I see you just laying there like a dead man. I see you crying. I see you sweating profusely, saying that you're awkward. Like,
okay,
Natasha, why didn't you get a hold of our man?
Tears never came down my eyes. So technically, I wasn't crying. I was teary eyed.
You were so sweet when you were like teary eyed. My heart broke.
Here's the thing.
What was that?
Oh my God, it's because he started trying to make him stop. Boys do weird things when they're trying to stop crying.
I was trying not to cry. Okay, so here's the thing. Last time I was on the show was 2018. So, you know, once you're away from it for a while, you kind of forget. Like, you forget that you have to talk about your feelings. You forget everything. Like, you remember, but you don't remember how you felt during it, right? As soon as I stepped onto that beach, I went, fuck, I shouldn't have did this.
Really?
I shouldn't have did this. It was instant regret. You just felt like everybody just was so happy and shiny and looked great. And I was just like, I just felt out of place, which was those are my own insecurities and my issues. But I felt out of place. I felt like I did it before. And I know how hard, you know, it's taxing on you. And I was like, do I really want to go through this again? Do I want to get heartbroken at the end? Do I want to be vulnerable? And it was a combination of everything. And my producer on the show, I'm not going to say her name, but she's also a good friend of mine and she knows me very well. And she could just tell that I was upset. And yeah, I mean,
she went, talk about it, Joe.
Yeah, she basically said, just talk about it. And I, you know, I let it rip. And
yeah,
honestly, I don't regret any of it. I think it was the best thing for me to really, truly move forward.
Visit those emotions.
Yeah, yeah. And it was good. But it was a rough first day. That's all I could say. It was a rough first day.
Regardless, it always sounds like fun and games until you actually get there and you're like, oh shit, what did I do?
Yeah. I mean, literally. You know, I mean, you know, Tayshia, because you were on the show, you were on Colton season, you were on Paradise. And then, you know, even being the lead, like you go back in and you're like,
oh yeah, it all sounds great. And then you actually sit down and you like,
yeah,
get back into the swing of things. And you're like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? It's a very draining emotional experience.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And also living it back, you're just like, oh man, this again.
Yeah.
Like you come back like just to all of those like emotions that I guess you were having in the moment watching it, you know? Yeah, it was super intense. But Joe, it really, it's also, I think, really interesting too, because it's like we had our own conversations out there, you know, and then seeing what you were saying in your interviews, I was like, oh my God. I felt really.
Joe, I wanted to go protect you. Well, I wanted to come out on that beach.
It's like here, it doesn't matter, you know, who you are. It's impossible not to feel a little insecure in those situations because
100%.
You're just going, you know, it's just like, everybody's trying to do the same thing. You want to look your best. You want to feel your best. and when you don't feel that way. And I'm an open book, especially when it comes to like, I have to talk about how I feel.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I go there, when I start getting in my feels, I got to let it out. And that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and that was it was nice. Like a bunch of my friends were like messaging me and being like, oh, you look so pretty. And I was like, I did not feel pretty. Let me tell you, I was on that beach. Like, is anybody
what are you
like
talking
me?
About?
Is anyone going to like me? I literally said that because that's literally how you feel. Like there's so many beautiful people. Like you said, Joe, you can't help but feel insecure, even though like, again, you're not in the outside world where like we're. And also, I just have to say, like, the attention that you get from someone when they voluntarily text you in real life, when you're dating someone, when they voluntarily FaceTime you or call you, then someone likes you. Like that's the, no one has a choice. You wake up and you see the same people every day. So you don't know if this person's just talking to you because they just want a rose, or you don't know if this person's talking to you because they actually like you. You just don't know. You have
no
idea.
In your head. Yeah.
Yes. You have no idea. So it's like, damn, like in the real world, you're like, oh, he be calling me. He be texting me. He like me. But like, but like there, you're like, okay, here we are having dinner again. You know, like, okay, you know?
Yeah. It's can't a totally different you. World. And honestly, oh, God, So I only saw the beginning of it, but I cannot wait to see more. I only saw, you know, Joe's like interview. And then after that is when I kind of went down. So Natasha, I need to go see exactly what went down with you, if anything. But
honey, it was Kenny for me. That's all you got to know. It was Kenny for me. Kenny came down basically naked. And I was just like, it was the boldness. It was him. It was his body. He was the oldest. I was like, ooh, honey. Oof.
You know, he was the one guy that actually didn't feel insecure for sure. Because he just let it all hang.
He just owned it. He just owned it. He was like, I'm naked, basically. Like, I'm just going to own it. And he was just super chill about it. And I just love that. He wasn't like corny about it or like whatever. And everybody else was clowning him. And he kind of just took it, you know? So I really love that. And while all the girls are going crazy over Brenda, I said, it's Kenny for me, honey. It's Kenny for me.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm so excited to see Kenny's journey. He's probably one of the most like genuine, sweet, like down to earth dudes. Like Zach and him are so close and they talk all the time. But I don't know. There's something about Kenny that just like, he's a sweetheart and he does not look 40 and honestly that body.
It's
you
crazy.
Cannot go wrong. You cannot it's really crazy. Go wrong.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else kind of just like shocked me?
The other thing that I will say that was shocking to me personally, look, clickbait listeners, y'all get the tea.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting that everyone was talking about how hot Brendan was. Like all the girls, they kept doing this montage of how hot Brendan was. And like when I sat down with him, I mean, y'all didn't see this, but when I sat down with him, I was like, why are you here? You self-eliminated. Like, were you ready for this? What's up? Like, that was my conversation with him.
And what he say about that.
And he basically was like, yeah, like, I worked on myself. I did a lot, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm ready. And my conversation was not like, everyone else was like, oh my gosh, like, you're cute. Oh my God, I like your shirt. Oh my God. Blah, blah. And then he goes, right. He was like, Natasha, we have the best conversation. I said, oh, because I wasn't up your ass. I see. I see. I was like, it was Kenny for me. That was the only one. I kept looking down like, what?
That is so funny. Oh my gosh. You know, I have hilarious. To admit, it's a little awkward seeing everybody go down
all
to
your
that
exes,
beach.
All
it's
your
a little weird.
Exes
but it's
on the beach.
It's fine, but it's just a little strange, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, so also, Tayshia, I also want to say that it was very interesting. Who was it? Oh, Joe, Jacinia. I didn't know that Jacinia had her eyes on you. Were you surprised by that?
Yeah.
Did you feel that on the beach? Like, did she express that at all on the beach?
No. But, you know, the first day, I didn't really talk to too much. Like, I think Serena was probably the only person I talked to.
No, so let me ask you this. I have a question for both of you. Going into this, you kind of go in with a plan, not a plan, but like someone you're interested in. So Joe, you clearly went in with someone that you were interested in, was Serena.
Yeah.
Natasha, did you?
Mm-mm. I didn't.
Okay.
I did not.
Now, did you guys feel confident after that first day with, okay, well, I guess, did you feel Natasha, did you feel confident with anybody after day one? Like, oh, I might have had a spark with him or him. Anybody?
Well, yeah. I mean, I only talked to Kenny and Brendan on the first day. Those are the only two guys that I
got
talked
it.
To.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty. Okay. I mean, I talked to a lot of people, but like in that way, I would say. There were the only two that I really talked to. So the next day I was like, well, I want to spend time with them. But then at night, you guys will see that Kenny and Mari end up kissing at night, and then me and Brendan were off like on the beach or whatever. So it kind of like after that first day, it got real tight.
It gets
right?
real really quickly,
right, Joe?
Yeah, I would say for me, to answer your question, I liked Serena. I thought she was really cute. Mm-hmm. I knew we would get along. I knew there were like feelings there, mm-hmm. but I was still fighting the fact that like I still wanted to leave. Like I was
got
like,
it.
Do
okay.
I want to like? I like there was a spark and there was potential,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, do I want to do this again? Because I know it's not gonna be an easy road. Regardless, like there's gonna be temptation. There's gonna be obstacles. So I was still fighting that. So I was very in my head the first couple days.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, the tables have officially turned. And now I get to do a little revenge, okay? So I have a burning question for each of you. You guys got to ask me at one point. Now I get to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, was there anything that happened behind the scenes in episode one that we didn't get to see that you'd like to share?
Yes, I'm so happy you asked this, Tayshia. I cut my foot on a rock and nobody
not
showed
about
that.
You, Joe.
No, Joe. No, Joe. You said that on your Instagram story. People heard
Joe.
That.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to need something else. Okay, Joe.
Okay.
And I'm still right. saying lies.
Okay, what lies. Happened? Something that we didn't.
Rock.
Something that we didn't see.
That went down or, I don't know, anything
I'm
juicy.
Yeah, I'm just the wrong person to ask because I was
taking a nap the whole time and getting caught on rocks.
Yeah, I was just in my own world. I really was.
Angel,
the first day I was in my own world and I was just trying to figure out why I was there.
Was there anyone that tried to talk to you that you just did not want to talk to on the first day, Joe? Meaning like you weren't interested in them. Or like you just didn't want
to? No, I'm not going to say that.
On one level, there clearly was.
I mean, I'm sure, but no.
I forgot Goddess Victoria. That was somebody else who like made me laugh.
Goddess Victoria is hysterical.
Also, Tammy calling freaking David Spade Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, that was pretty funny too.
I said, Tammy, where the cue card at? You call this man named Dave Chappelle. Come on.
Because that's why she came down so comfortable being like, what's up, Dave? And he's like, oh, it's Dave now. It's because she straight up thought his name was Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, I mean, just polar Dave opposite comedians. Like Chappelle. Not even close.
I don't know. I really don't. I really can't. I can't. I'm trying to think of something. I'm trying to give our listeners something else. Come on, Joe. Give them something.
Okay. How about this? Something. Natasha?
Yeah.
What can you tease for the next episode that we can be excited to watch?
Ooh, next episode. Look, the episode ends on Demi coming in real hot. Mm-hmm. She's coming in hot. Okay. And she takes someone on a date because when you come in, you have a date card. She takes someone on a date. And let's just say y'all going to see a lot of me next episode, probably.
I am so excited. Yeah. I am so excited.
Yep. It's going to be interesting. It's definitely going to be interesting. Demi comes in with all the energy. That's all I can say. She comes in with big energy. And I mean, just like we saw a lot of Joe going crazy, I think we're going to see a lot of Demi just having it, just Demi being Demi and serving it. It was, I wasn't going to tell you, I was nervous when I met her. I said, I don't know. All the producers was like, I don't think y'all not going to mesh. I love her now, but I was worried because all the producers were like, you're probably not going to like her too much.
Yeah, Demi and I had polar opposite entrances. Okay, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm back here. And Demi was like, I'm back. Get out of my way.
Yeah, like, she was like, the baddest bitch. I'm here. Uh-huh. Yep. Mind you, she hadn't even been on the beach yet. And so she gonna come down to the beach and be like, oh, shoot, y'all cute. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. Look, if there's one thing I love on the beach, it is Demi on the beach. Okay. Yes. I had the best time with her our season of Paradise. And I would just tell you all, watch it.
We got to get Demi on the pod. We got to get Demi on the pod.
It's
going to
get real good.
We got to get Demi on the podcast. I can't wait.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know what? Enough of Natasha and myself talking about what happened to us on Paradise. We have somebody that was also just on Paradise, and she's from Peter Weber's season of The Bachelor. Everyone, please welcome Deandra to the podcast. Deandra, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, I am just blessed today. How are you doing?
Blessed today. Yes. Amen, honey. Yes, you are.
Hi, Deandra. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Tayshia.
Welcome to Clickbait.
Thank you.
I love your braids.
Thank you. I'm loving just changing up the styles lately. So, you know,
Deandra, it's fun with it.
It's been a minute. You're one of the few people that I hung out. I feel like we hung out a good amount of the time on the beach. No?
I feel like we did.
What have you been up to? Anything new?
Nothing new, just like getting readjusted to normal life, getting back into the swing of work. I think that's been the hardest adjustment for me because, you know, being on the beach every day was so nice. Once I left, I was like in shock. Just returning back to normal life, working out, getting back into the swing of things because we didn't work out on the beach, or at least I didn't really.
I did.
It's tough.
I had to. For my mental health.
Exactly. All right, so you're doing your yoga.
Let's get right into this week's episode of Paradise. So I guess we could do two parts, right? Let's talk about how you were feeling that first day. And then let's talk about how you felt after you watched the show, what you expected, you know.
Okay. So how I was feeling on the first day when I actually got to the beach, I was so excited. I think I drained all of my happiness by the time I got to the beach because it was just so nervous. Day one was a complete it was just so different than what I thought it was going to be. I just felt like none of the guys and girls were interacting as much at the beginning, but towards the end of the night, like couples were already forming. So that was super stressful. I think I went from like this at the beginning of the day to like the end of the first day. I was like, what's going on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I was just always up and down. And when they showed it on television, you know, it's so hard because there were so many of us. I didn't even realize you can't really see the connections that everyone's making. Because I remember, Natasha, you were talking to so many different people. Like, it showed you talking to Kenny, but I'm like, I also know that you were talking to Brendan, and like, you were like spreading, you know, your time with so many people, as was I. You didn't see me talk to anyone, and I talked to multiple people the first day. So I'm just like, I was so surprised with how they couldn't show everything because there's just so much to show, but it was a thing.
Yeah.
I got shorted my intro.
You what?
I got shorted my like walk down. So you couldn't even, I was like, where did I come from? I just like appeared on the beach. It was weird.
I didn't have one
really
either.
Yeah.
I just like, you just saw me walking down. I didn't have a thing with David Spade. That's why I thought it was really funny that he said, oh, I need to be greeting people. I'm going to lose my job, because I literally didn't even, I didn't meet him. I didn't meet him at all.
Yeah.
So that was funny.
Was there anyone that you were into that first day that you wanted to talk to but didn't?
I don't think there was anyone the first day that I wanted to talk to. That I don't think I really talked to you the first day, Joe, but that's because, you know, you were like doing your own thing. But I think I talked
to
everyone. As you saw,
He was in his own like mental space, gone.
Joe was in a different space the first day. I was like, Joe, are you okay? Like, what's going on? Do we need to talk?
Yeah. The first one.
It was, but look at you kissing on Serena the first day. You dog.
You little beast.
Deandra, did you kiss anyone on the first day, since they said this was a record of kisses?
I didn't. I didn't even know half the people kissed the kiss. And I was like, I woke up the next day and I was like, I went to sleep early the first day too. So that was my bad. But when I woke up the next day, everyone was like, oh, Taj Wan and Trey made out and Kenny and Mari made out and all these people. And I'm like, so now I can't even talk to these people, or what's going on?
Right. No, it was wild. It meshed really quick. Watching it back, were you surprised at anything that you saw? Were you just like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think anything really shocked me, because I came down later to the beach, but by that point, like, everyone started talking when really everyone got to the beach. That's when everyone started talking. I think just the makeouts, that surprised me with how many people did kiss the first day and how many people seemed attached at the hip at the first day.
Yeah.
It almost gave me very much like, do people know each other before coming to the beach, or are these just like,
because it happened so quick?
Yes, it happened so quick. And I felt like you pick a person and they just wanted to stick to that person. Like, either they were in love already the first day, or, you know, they were just like, I think I want to get to know this person only.
Well, let me ask you this, because like on Bachelor and Bachelorette, obviously you guys are going after one person, so you don't really mind making sure that you guys get your own time, right? On the beach, do you guys get nervous and like get hesitant to try to talk to that same person that another person is already talking to? Like, say night one, they kind of clicked already. Were you hesitant to go after that same person the next day?
I wasn't afraid of talking to people who seemed to form connections, but I felt like the people who had formed or were already talking to someone were not interested in branching out.
Interesting.
That's how I personally felt. Mm-hmm. I felt people like stuck and just like weren't super interested. I know Natasha feels different, because Natasha was like, I'm talking to whoever I want, whenever I want. And I kind of was like on the same vibe, but I didn't want to make it seem like I was disrespecting someone else, because they already made their claim on people. That's just personally how I felt. I felt like people needed to enjoy the experience more, like really branch out, talk to everybody, you know, get to know everybody one-on-one, and then figure out where you want to go from there.
It's a difficult situation, because you want to respect your peers, and you want to, like, especially like here, like you and Natasha are friends, but it's also like you kind of have to go in there and disregard your friendship in a way if you want to, you know, get the full experience and talk to everyone, because We're all trying to do the same thing, and that's meet the person we're going to spend the rest of our lives with, which.
Right. And I will say for me too, like, anyone who came to me and said anything about the guys, I don't want to spoil too much about the guys that I was talking to, I was always like, go talk to him, girl. Like, even there was a clip of me and Kelsey talking. I was like, Kelsey, who are you going to go talk to? She was like, oh, I don't know. I was like, talk to everyone. And when I meant by everyone, I didn't mean, but don't talk to the guys who I like. Like, no, it's like literally, go. It was the first day, talk to everyone. I literally said that to her. And every, like, even when we had our girl chat, I was telling, I think, I don't know if this was Joe or Ivan that I was telling this to, but every girl said multiple guys, like, oh yeah, I talked to this person, I talked to this person. And like, no one was like glaring at each other like, oh, what? Like, no, like we all kind of, but then you hear, and Joe said this earlier, you hear the guys, like Joe only said Serena's name, right?
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, the guys kind of backed off. Like, no one really talked to her after I said that, you know? So there was a little bit of that, I think, happening too, which I was like, So how do you feel about that?
Well, no, because you're absolutely correct, Natasha, because I think that the guys have like the bro code that they were sticking to. So I feel like in a way it wasn't necessarily the girls' lack of trying, because we were, you know, doing what we had to do. We were making our connections with the guys. But I felt like once the guy was like, hey, I'm talking to this person, none of the other guys were going to make an effort to like try to get to know that girl or like different girls. That's the feedback I was getting from the guys themselves. Even when I talked to them, they're like, oh no, like so-and-so said they wanted to talk to you. So, you know, I don't think that anyone's going to try to talk to you. And it's kind of like, but wait.
See, it was, I told Natasha this and I believe it. It was different because the guys had control. The guys had the roses. If the girls had the roses, guys would have been
a thousand times
more aggressive. Just how it is.
Yeah. I mean, did he feel like the, well, we're going to get there. We're only on episode one and I already want to know more. Exactly. Like, did he feel like the roles reversed, you know, down the line? But you are actually so true, Joe, because the guys weren't stressed at all. If anything, you guys probably weren't stressed really night one about having to get a rose for the rose ceremony, but the guys just kind of kicked it and laid back. And I actually remember on my season of Paradise, I remember the girls saying the same thing. Like, the guys aren't trying. Like, they're just kind of just chilling. And it's because they had the roses. And so it's a very similar experience. So what you're feeling and that happening is not just on your season.
So wait, did you, what Tayshia just said, Deandra, did you feel pressure to get a rose on the first day or no?
At Paradise?
In Paradise, yeah.
Yeah, I felt like the pressure was, well, because I saw so many people connecting, like going to the day beds and like taking their time. I, on the first day, was more so interested in trying to get to know every person. So I was almost afraid to spend too much time with just one person trying to get to know them. Right. But I felt like everyone felt the opposite. Like everyone was like trying to pick one person, really get to know them, secure that rose going into next week so then they could relax. But for me, I think that's where I honestly did myself a disservice, because I mean a service and a disservice, because I was really just like, okay, I'm gonna talk to you a little bit, I'm gonna talk to you a little bit, I'm gonna talk to you a little bit, and before you know it, it's like I didn't spend enough time with one person. It's like, we don't know, I don't know where my rose is coming from, essentially. So
well, after the first day, I had no idea where my rose was coming from either, even though, because I had talked to a few people,
right?
I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, we gotta figure out what's gonna happen tomorrow, you know. Right. But I definitely was trying to make an impression, I'll say that, on a few people opposed to majority of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, this is why I feel this is a difficult, the Paradise is very difficult, because you guys can kind of have an idea of who you guys want to go after before you get in. Like, you kind of like know who to expect. You kind of know like, oh, no, if she's coming down, like I'm going to hit on her, or like, you know, and I feel like a lot of people already have their people picked out before they go down. So when they finally go down, they see their person, like it's kind of like game over.
Yeah, but that, I think that usually backfires.
Yeah. And I will say that for me personally, I really had no idea who I was going to connect with, because I've said this and I said this to the, because, you know, the producers always want to know who you're into and things like that. And I literally was like, they're the last two boyfriends that I had. I didn't even like them when I first met them. Like, and I was like, oh, I might marry them. You know, like, so I'm very much a vibes person. Of course, I want to be attracted to someone, but like someone has to be giving me a certain type of energy as well. Right. And I didn't know who was going to do that. And the truth is, I'm, you know, I don't want to call out anybody, but there were a few guys on Katie's season who didn't even come talk to me the first day, like at all, like just did not talk to me, you know? Yeah. So
They were the most reserved out of the guys, were Katie's guys. At least that's what I thought. Yeah. Deandra, just to get like where your headspace was, though, going into Paradise, Were you hopeful to potentially meet a husband, a boyfriend? Like, what were you thinking?
Absolutely. So my headspace going to Paradise when I was super excited because I felt like I didn't have the greatest experience on The Bachelor. So I was hopeful, yes, if I found someone that I connected with to the point that I take marriage super serious. So I'm like, if I'm going to get engaged, like this is going to be it. I only plan on getting married once. But if I found someone that I felt like, okay, outside of Paradise, like we'd be potentially a great couple, I was ready to take that step. So that's where my headspace was. You know, it's just so different than what it actually is when you get there. Cause I feel like people are so nervous about securing the rose. It's just like, let's figure out where I can get this rose and let's, you know, try and make that work. Cause to Tayshia's point, I will say, you know, you heard Abigail talk about Noah, and Noah talk about Abigail. And then when they meet, like an instant, you know, and they go on the date the first day already. So
Exactly.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying like having a relationship before, but I'm just saying like kind of like having your mind set on a person already. It kind of limits you to like what the possibilities could be with everybody else.
Yes. Right. But at the same time, they don't show everybody that you did talk about. Like sometimes like, yeah, Noah talked about Abigail. Abigail talked about Noah, but they also could have talked about other people, but then they hit it off and they show those who talking
those
about
two people
each other.
Talking. Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's true.
Was there anyone, Deandra, that you were like, you had your eye on?
Yeah, who did
it?
You have your eye on?
So I didn't really know. I don't know a ton of Bachelor Nation people, but I did know Brendan because I had seen a picture of him once. I was like, oh my gosh, this man is attractive. I think he was on your season. I was like, I remember your season. So I went in. I was like, you know, I'd love to get to know him. I feel like he's, you know, open-minded potentially as far as like the kind of women that he dates. So he was one person that was definitely on my list, but I didn't really have a list because I was like, I don't know who's going to be there officially. And I don't really know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I also remember, I mean, I don't know if they aired your conversation or not, but I remember you guys talking for a long time on the first day, right?
Yeah. And that's what I was saying to my point of I was scared to like stay with someone too long. So like I had talked to Brendan and then right after our conversation, I was like, okay, let me go talk to Aaron. And I was hopping around and maybe I should have talked to Aaron longer or talked to Brendan longer, like tried to push those relationships more instead of trying to get to know everybody. But I was really open-minded like Natasha going in. I didn't want to just stick to one person necessarily the first day.
Boy. What advice do you wish someone would have given you before?
Paradise?
You went on, well, I guess Bachelor and Paradise. I want to know both.
Absolutely. Never take anything personal. I think that it's so easy to get in your head when you're there. Because you're like, oh, this person doesn't like me because of this. And it's not necessarily you. It's like maybe the selection that you have to work with. Like maybe they just vibe with this girl more. It has nothing to do with you as an individual. And I feel like so many girls let things get to their head and so many men let things get to their head that you may just be making it up. So I think don't take anything personal that happens in Bachelor Nation because that's one thing. Like by the end of the first day, I was like, I'm taking everything personal. Like no one's trying to talk to me. The guys had the rose. You have to make the impression. You have to go out of your way to talk to them.
That's really good advice.
I mean, what would you guys advise? Like Natasha, what would you say is something that you wish you knew going in?
I think that if it looked messy, if it smelled messy, it's probably messy.
Natasha Parker.
I am the literal opposite of that. I'm like, well, I mean, it looked messy, but we could clean it up a little bit.
Oh, you know, my like, gosh, this girl.
What I learned from this and what I should have. And it's easier to do, I think, in my personal life because you just have all the other tools that you need and you just are stripped down and just like have your own thoughts. And then you also have like you're seeing what else is happening with other couples and you're seeing it, but you're not in it. I think that I should have listened to the mess more. And I didn't.
Oh,
I was like, shut up, mess.
I like that you
shut
give
up.
People.
Shut it up.
But you give people the benefit of the doubt and
all
I'm
the time.
Way. I'm going to like try to hear you out because you don't want to label someone coming into Paradise. You don't want to label anyone. But at the same time, it's like, how much do you believe about what they say? Can it save you from a potential situation? etc. You know,
it is my gift and it is my curse. I see the best in everyone, and I have gotten burned for it many times. But I've also been blessed for it many times as well. Amen. So amen. We gonna keep those we gonna keep the blessings up. But yeah, but what you said, Deandra, as far as you know, not taking things personal, it's almost impossible not to get in your head, right? Okay. What about you, Joe?
I would just say do what works for you best, because how I do paradise, I don't necessarily think it would work for everyone. The way I've done it is I usually find one girl that I feel there's a little bit of a spark and an interest. And then I just kind of devote all my time to that. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, so be it.
Right.
And that's how I do it. I don't suggest it. I'm not saying everyone should do that. I think.
Yeah.
Just whatever works for you, go with it and, you know, hope for the best. Expect the worst.
Oh, expect the worst. Joe!
expect the worst, hope for the best, you know? All right, Deandra, if you could describe this coming season of Bachelor Paradise in one word, how would you describe it?
I have to say messy.
I knew it! I knew it!
Honey, keep the mess away! Yes. Look, mess! Mess!
Messy.
It's a mess. In all aspects, it's a mess. I don't even know another word to describe it.
It's a mess.
How fun.
I think that's fair. I think that's a good assessment.
It's a whole mess.
Well, I can't wait to continue to watch what all of you guys are doing on Paradise.
I love it.
And I'm looking at Deandra and I'm remembering your mess. I'm looking at Joe. I'm remembering your mess. I'm looking at myself. I'm like, oh shit. I remember the mess.
And I'm so glad I'm on this side and I don't have no mess on that damn beach no more.
Yes.
Been there, done that, never again.
You're chilling.
Yes. Also, Deandra, I would know. So we saw you on Bachelor and now you're on Paradise. Between the two, was there something that you took from Bachelor that you brought into Paradise that you were like, okay, I've been in this world, I've done this, I've dated on TV, I'm not going to do that, or I am going to do this. Was there something that you saw in yourself on Bachelor that you were like, we doing this different, or we going to do this better this time?
Absolutely. And I love this question. So on Peter's season, when I was there, I feel like I wasn't myself. Like, I think I was trying to conform to what I thought Peter was going to like, or what I saw Peter like taking a preference for. So I feel like personality wise, and I was like a little more like timid and everything like that. So I feel like I just wanted to come into Paradise and truly be myself. Cause if it's going to work with someone, they're going to like me for me. And they're going to like my individual traits. That's why I was like, I'm just going to rock the braids. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to, you know, be funny, be humorous. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And that's not your person if it doesn't. So
yeah,
that's one thing I was like, I'm not going to try to conform to what anyone likes, you know?
Yes. And I think as women, we do that a lot until we don't. Right. Cause we are almost like, it's like this uniformed thing that when we're younger, we feel like, oh, a man wants me to be this way. Or, you know, and I don't know, Joe, does guys feel that way? Like a woman wants me to open the door for her, even though you might not be that way. You know what I mean? Like, do guys feel that way ever? Think to young Joe, not stallion now, Joe, young Joe.
Stallion now, Joe. Do not do that to his head.
I would say when I was younger, I thought like, I still do, but I personally like to, especially on a first date, pay for the dinner, open the door. Like, I try to be as much of a gentleman as I could.
But you are a gentleman.
Yeah, but maybe that's who I am. Also, I always thought that's what women wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if, you know, like, right?
Yeah, I think some women do want that. But I think that if you're a guy who you're totally a jerk, let's just say there's a guy out there that's just a jerk and he's just doing these things just to hook up with a girl and then he completely flips, like, just be the jerk. Girls, some women out here like jerks. Just be the jerk, right? Yeah, like, and it's just, I think it's the same thing for the woman, right? It's like, so I love that you said that, Deandra, because being on The Bachelor, it's just one person to, like you said, almost conform to. And then, whereas for, you know, me, y'all, I didn't do that at all. I say he don't have to conform to me.
I love it. I love it.
But that's why it didn't work out so well. It didn't work out so well, y'all. It didn't work out. It's okay. But still,
I mean, you made it a long way.
Yeah, because I was giving him shit. I was. I think I was the only one that was giving him shit. He was like, I like this. So Deandra, tell us what you are looking forward to seeing now on Paradise.
I'm looking forward to seeing Mari's situation. In the previews, you see her throwing the cake in the fire. I'm really interested to see how that plays out because I heard about it. I wasn't like present for that.
I wasn't either. So I'm really excited. Either. I missed that too, Deandra.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I love that. Me too.
The faces, like all of that.
Yeah, it was a day, honey. Oof, yes. I want to see those interviews too. Okay, I love that. So we do, Deandra, you are amazing. We love you. And we do a game with our guests to get them to know them a little better. And this game is called Roll the Paradise with Deandra. So it's a rapid fire, this or that, first thing that comes to mind. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Margarita or beer?
Margarita.
Very easy.
Yeah, super easy. Beach or pool?
Pool.
Paradise or Bachelor?
Paradise.
Absolutely. Sunrise or sunset?
Ooh, sunset.
There were some nice ones in Paradise.
There was.
Boats or jet skis?
Boats.
Romance or drama?
Romance.
Relax or party?
Ooh, I have to pick one. Both.
Both. Right answers, both.
Both. Yeah, absolutely. Bikini or one piece?
Bikini.
Okay. Guys having the roses or girls having the roses?
Girls having the roses.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you got to want the power. How could you walk down there and not want to have the rose?
You better be worried and sweating and wondering where it's going to come from. Oh, hell no. Yeah. I'm not getting dressed up not knowing where my rose is coming from.
I want the rose every week.
I hear that. I really do hear that. But also, for me personally, someone who's like, I never talk to men when I'm out because show me the action. I need the action.
You like to be pursued. So I
like
that.
To be pursued, but I liked kind of being like, what's up? What's going on? And like not being weird because most guys are like, oh, this girl thirsty. Get away from me. You know, but like you guys have the roses. So I can be, you know, I need a little water today. You know, look, we electrolyte today.
I think it's like nice to see who's going to put in the effort, though, too. It's like if we have the rose, who's going to put in the effort? I want to see what your pickup line is.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true. Okay, so question for you. This one's a little wild card. You have to only pick one in life for the rest of your life. Only one.
Oh, my Lord.
Tequila or sunscreen?
Sunscreen.
Good job. That's a girl. That is a girl that understands the power of sunscreen. I am so proud of you for saying that.
Honey,
so proud of you.
I would be in my house with the tequila.
That's why she's going to look that good for the rest of her life. That's why.
Well, I would have taken the sunscreen, but Deandra.
I would have taken the tequila. I would have been a night owl. I would have only saw y'all at night. The sun got to go down, honey. She's going to be drunk, though.
Yeah. Deandra, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. And it was really nice seeing you again. Haven't seen you in, I don't know, it's been like a month or something. I forget how long ago it was. But thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you.
So nice having you, Deandra. Nice meeting you.
It was nice meeting you, Tayshia. It was nice seeing you, Tashi. And bye, Joseph. Yes. Have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Wow, that was so much fun having her. She seems like such a sweetheart. But also, the fact that she even says this season is messy. You guys, I cannot wait. I cannot freaking wait. Is it going to be a mess, Joe?
It's going to be a mess, and it's on every week. So
www.mess.com.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
/ Bachelor Nation.
Specifically, Joe, Natasha, Deandra. Oh, God. I am so scared, but I'm so excited. Thank you so much to all of our listeners who tuned in today. I'm telling you right now, tune in every single week because we will have the juicy scoop of all things Paradise and obviously Bachelor Nation. But Deandra, thank you so much for also coming on the episode today. It was so nice getting to meet you and just picking your brain.
Yes. And as always, make sure to subscribe and submit all your burning questions. Check us out on social and like, comment, DM us. You know where to find us at ClickbaitBN on Instagram and Batch Nation Pods on Facebook and Twitter.
And share your stories with us. We want to know what clickbait you guys are looking at this week. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Hit the subscribe button. Let us know what you're getting into.